Mace and Smite are confronted the Torga group as being frauds. But, since they're just level 2, they really couldn't do anything. But it felt good. Now, Sylvan has agreed he's the best option for infiltrating the Torga group at night to find out some more information. Let's roll!
So, you're gonna go see...
They don't say that.
I won't.
I don't want you to die. I'm fine.
Please don't die.
That's a ridiculous idea.
So, the speaker's house is pretty easy to find. It's pretty big. And you knock on the door and...
Do you head back to the inn, or are you coming with us for this bit?
No, I guess I'm going back to the inn and find the dude.
Or the tavern.
Yeah, so he doesn't leave.
Okay, so we'll come back to you.
Okay.
And Nimsy gets...
Splitting up people so annoying.
So good. Yes, yeah. Nimsy comes to the door. Oh, guests! I love guests. You want some cookies?
We don't eat. Well, he eats.
You want some cookies?
But he didn't accept a ration earlier.
Oh, okay. Well, what can I do for you guys? Come on in. Warm yourself by the fire. Yeah.
We came to introduce ourselves.
Oh, it's what ambiance in the room. Is there smoke in this room while we walk into the...
This smoke makes me feel funny, though.
Just trying to get it seen.
There's no chimney, though. It's the weird part. She says, yeah, come on in. Warm yourself by the fire and, Let's chat. I've never met people of your persuasion before. Where do you hail from?
The South, Smiter says.
Okay, I don't know everything from the South.
We're called Warforged.
Oh, Warforged.
We're people.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could tell you.
Maya says we're not fuck buddies.
Yep. Well, he's not there.
No, I know what he's saying. Smiter. Oh, he's not like, quite get it.
I don't
quite get it.
I don't judge. she says. Even if you were, I'd be fine with it. So have a seat.
he's thinking about.
Have a seat, and you sure the cookies are pretty good?
I know no one's ever explained to him that it went intercourse.
No one. He goes. She says,
he just wants him to stop saying it.
It's very interesting to me that you guys don't eat, but these are the cookies are really good. So please feel free. She walks out with a plate of cookies and like hot cocoa and. Mm. She's super nice, like fucking the nicest person you've ever met.
Nice. You're very kind.
Oh, thank you. I try to be.
You're very nice.
The 10 towns, it's been pretty rough. I mean, you know, I try and keep it together for everyone, but, you know, it's tough. The endless winter has been wearing on people a lot, but. You know, I figure if I project a, you know, happy and welcoming, maybe that'll come back and we'll be able to...
Yeah, we've been hearing that there's even a serial killer visiting the towns.
I did hear about those mm-hmm. those tragic events. Mm-hmm. That is unfortunately what you get when you have a lot of people with checkered pasts that congregate.
Do you speakers talk to each other about it?
Oh, yeah. We well...
Any ideas?
Not so much recently, but normally we would get together in Bryn Shander and we would have a conclave. Mm. But it's been a
we
while.
We come from an enclave.
Neat. But it's been a while since we had a conclave.
Yeah,
she doesn't know what to do. Like she what? Wants to be super nice, but she's like, these guys are weird.
So I chime in because I can sense how uncomfortable they're making her. Exactly, you're just like
they're slightly too still for humans. Like
you guys need to learn how to fidget,
move a little bit.
Yeah,
she said. I mean. Do you guys have a place to stay tonight? It's getting on in the hours.
That's what I mean. That's why it seems to get
him around the details. But we heard that you might have a room or two available. If
sure. No, feel free to stay. No money, no cost. No, just feel free to stay. Yeah.
Bias breaks in. What do you think of Torga?
Calm down.
Torga? I mean, I don't.
Yeah, he was fascinated by the traveling merchant train. Yeah. He took a fancy to the, and I just eyeball Pius.
I can't
see. To the magic stone.
She says, I can't speak to speak about her directly, but the people that she chooses to associate with make me uncomfortable.
Why don't you feel like you can say something about her?
I just don't haven't had enough interactions with her. Mm. I don't need much. I mean, I try and lead a fairly unfettered life. Mm-hmm. So
the guy with two fucking guest rooms.
I mean, she's the town speaker.
I'm not there.
That's the excuse.
Yeah, I'm not there.
I try and lead a fairly unfettered existence, but I don't really need a lot, and I don't, a lot of those magical protections I know are just they're just bupkis.
I know, right?
The people of your town are buying this thinking that they're real. That's the problem. Calm down.
He looks down again.
Spider, please.
She says, sometimes hope is the best magic.
Yikes. Now, hope isn't faith starving is yourself, paying magic. For some fucking gadget that's not going to do anything to improve your life.
I understand, but what I'm saying is people sometimes need to believe in something, and if a trinket gives them that belief, it makes them, even if it doesn't do what it's supposed to do.
Smiter's, Pius says, but a little bit of bad creeps in. You can't. You have to be wary, right? You're letting these people defraud them. Mm-hmm. There's a bunch of dirty ruffians they work for.
You're right, but what would you like me to do about it? I mean, I can muster up some soldiers and a few veterans, but that would really cause a ruckus in the town.
I think maybe you have a word with her and say, thanks for showing up, but maybe next time you skip our town.
I don't feel comfortable doing that. I'm sorry. I mean, I understand where you're coming from, and I kind of agree. However, you have to understand that there's a very tenuous relationship between the 10 towns, and there are ways that someone like Torga could really impact our livelihood in the other towns. So as speaker, it would not be in my best interest to do that. And I apologize, but sometimes I have to weigh the good with the bad.
Do you know if they ever, like how many of them are usually in their caravan?
I like I said, I don't really keep tabs on them. I just try. I honestly see them. Like I said, the people that she. I really don't. I know that he's extremely friendly, and that Sefik guy, he kind of creeps me out. I mean, his eyes are like deep, deep
They're
blue.
Lizard. Lizard eyes. They're dead inside.
You would know how many people are in there, because I asked him before.
Yeah, there's 10 plus 2 is 12.
Yeah, so I didn't know that, but
now you do. There's,
thank you.
There's 12 in there.
12. So 12. So if I were to muster up some guards,
it's slightly ironic because both the Warforged have glowing blue eyes.
I know,
but they're like, do you know anyone else that has glowing blue eyes like his?
I mean,
I do now.
Not good or bad or anything.
Yes. Like she says, quit.
No, we're not. We're not like his eyes.
No, your eyes aren't the same, but you have glowing blue eyes. Mm-hmm. I mean,
some very real allegations about what's his name?
Sefik.
Is it Sefik?
Sefik.
Sefik. Okay. That Sefik is might be the one doing these killings of the halfling and the dwarven glassblower and.
So from what I understand, these killings are only taking place in towns where they are doing the human lottery, or the person lottery.
Do the person lotteries all happen at the same time?
Is there another one coming during up? The moon? Yeah, there's
but
there's,
every all the towns that do this
do it at the same exact time. Like it's
they
the,
do.
Which
it
ones do you guys do?
We sacrifice food. Mm-hmm. I won't kill any of the populace. Yeah.
Has anyone from the merchant train come up and suggest that maybe you try
killing people?
People instead of sacrificing food?
The conclave suggested that, which is one of the reasons that a lot of the towns don't get together anymore.
Doesn't sound like it's working.
Does the conclave, you said, though, could be heavily influenced by this caravan and the power that they hold? And
not necessarily the conclave, but our reputation with other towns.
Have you thought about not sacrificing things during the moon?
I don't want to bring down Arl's wrath. I mean, look, it's bad.
You're sacrificing things and nothing's getting better.
Right, but nothing's getting worse.
That's a bear.
Do you guys ever... So they don't know, right? What is Arl?
She's the Frost Maiden.
But does she ever come to the towns? Where does she live?
She's a god.
She's a god.
She's not my god, but she is a god.
You didn't build her, yeah.
Okay.
No, then I'd be her god.
She is a god. And every night she rides her white rock across the sky, which is why
cocaine? Yeah! Here. I love cocaine!
That bitch
isn't fine. This guy's awesome. Yeah. Fucking rock.
So she flies her white rock across the sky, and that's why we get the aurora.
So you literally see her every night?
We don't see her, but we can see her painting the aurora.
Okay.
What if I told you I could explain exactly what that aurora is?
It actually... So, stepping out it's for a second.
It's methane gas.
No, it's actually...
all the Yetis...
It actually is her. That she's actually the one that's doing that every night.
But have you actually seen her? Like, did she attack any of the towns? Like, how do you know?
So there are.
Could just be climate change.
Climate change. It's been the same climate for. Ever.
Isn't that suspicious?
Winters have gotten worse. What's the climate?
Our winters have gotten worse because of Aurora.
But how do you know? As what they're trying to get? Like,
so here's how we know.
Because we're new to this town. I came from the south.
He just started his whole thing over.
So
just
from
he's like, maybe we'll restart.
Uh-oh. He's in an endless loop. So we have to. What happened was about 20, maybe 30 years ago. Time just seems to slip away these days. We would have summers, and while the summers weren't hot, I mean it's we're in the far north. We would have a thaw, and we were able to grow food and sustain ourselves fairly well. And then one winter, we saw a odd. I can only describe it as. As an owlbear with horns that walked upright. And it was turned away. Little did we know that was one of Arl's forms.
Mm. And it was turned away. You mean like you guys were like, go away.
Yeah, well, we didn't understand. I mean, it wasn't owlbear. It wasn't me. It was the speakers at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since then, we have had these endless winters.
Mm.
And the sun never rises past the horizon. Everything is cold and dark.
Doesn't seem like a good reason.
I didn't say she was a good god, but she is obviously some type of god that can do this. So yes, we sacrifice things.
Would they be able? It's so tough because of who the Warforged are. But could they make a religion check to know if they ever heard of her?
At disadvantage, because they're like...
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Both of them can do it, though.
Okay, so two disadvantages?
Two disadvantages.
It doesn't... Smiter being a paladin has a negative one, because he's... Paladins. Yeah. They're like, I'm religious. Like, what do you know? It's like, I fuck you. I hit things, all right? For
I
my
know
God.
That my sword will fuck you up.
20 and a 13, so a 12. Okay. And Pius gets a... Oh, no, he really doesn't know anything.
Okay,
five.
I mean, a 12 is kind of... You know that there is a pantheon of gods in in this in Faerun, and some are more powerful than others. So it is possible that this is the work of a god, but you don't know about Arl and
Never heard exactly what she was like.
But you know that it's entirely possible
they do shit like this. Sometimes
they're fucking dicks.
Classic god shit.
Pretty much.
Stupid Greek just like gods.
Just like real god.
Oh my god.
Or fake god, if you will. Oh no! I didn't mean that.
Cliff had too much weed. Now he's sad. There is no god.
Cliff, no.
There's nothing there.
There's nothing after I die. God, I hope so.
At least when Cliff dies.
So she says, "Have you visited the happy Scrimshander? He is just freaking such a talented Scrimshander. His Scrimshaw is amazing. Have you visited them?"
No. Scrimshaw.
Do you know what Scrimshaw is?
Mm-mm.
So, Knucklehead Trout.
It is nice to have a naive person.
And then she's, like I said, she's super nice. And she's just like, so Scrimshaw, what they do is the Knucklehead Trout and sometimes whales, we sometimes use their...
Do they sing too?
The Knucklehead Trout?
The whales?
Whales... There are whale songs, yeah.
He starts singing the other Knucklehead Trout song.
I've heard that song. But the Knucklehead Trout, their bones are very thick and like ivory. So it's great for Scrimshaw. You should go check it out.
You didn't explain what Scrimshaw
not at
was.
All.
I, you're
not
right,
at all.
I didn't. Scrimshaw is where is like, are like carvings made out of the bones of these fish. And they're, you know, they're different. They're like pipes and musical instruments.
Maybe weapons?
No weapons. I mean, it's like ivory.
He's not here.
I'm not there.
Oh, sorry. I'm not talking to you. But yeah, like I've seen hilts. I've seen, you know, like dagger hilts and things like that.
The decorative parts of the
weapons. Decorative parts of weapons, yeah. But it's really a sight to see. You should go check it out when you have a chance. Anyway.
Why don't we go check it out now?
Yeah, that'll do.
It's getting pretty late, and the bite of the cold is not something you want to be out in.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we did tell our friend we wouldn't leave him to die.
What?
That's a weird thing to say in front of somebody.
What do you mean leave your friend to die?
Out in the cold.
Why would you do that?
No, we're not going to.
Well, why would that even be a thing?
We were joking.
What?
Huh? Ha.
Well, I mean, if you want to...
Dumb and dumber.
I have enough room for, like, six, so if you want to bring your friend back here, I have enough room in the attic for six people to sleep comfortably.
Mm. Yes, well, let's go... Let us go see if we can find him.
All right, well, be very careful, because, like I said, it's dark out now, and the bite of the cold is quite... quite tough.
Okay. Thank
so we leave. And
thank you, Nimsy.
As we're outside.
Nimsy? No
problem.
Nimsy.
As we're outside, Smiter goes to
Rain.
Like, let's go. Let's try to sneak close and see if we can, like, maybe not be spied by these guys, but, like, see if, you know.
So
see if he's causing anybody to have any problems.
We're going to split now.
Mm-hmm.
Go back to you. So the Sefik is you know, you go with Sefik and they're like, hey, Sefik says, hey, I met this new friend. He wants to share a fire and have some mead with us. The Torga is like, sure, yeah, absolutely. I always love meeting new people.
Thank you.
What's your name?
My name is Sylvan.
Oh. Nice to meet you, Sylvan. Torga, this is Sefik, obviously. These are henchmen 1, henchmen 2, henchmen 3, henchmen 4. Hope. I mean, they're very, you know, they obviously have names. I just never figured it out.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Unfortunately.
So, So, you know, you're...
You know how people are named after the profession, like yeah. Smith, yeah. Right?
This is John Henchman, Joe Henchman, Bob Henchman, Mark Henchman, and Tim Henchman. The Steve Henchman and Joe Henchman aren't here right now.
Are you all brothers? No. Wow. That's amazing.
So they're, you know, sitting around the fire and telling...
We're all fathers to one another.
telling stories that are very off color and not something you would normally laugh at. Like, remember the time we found that torso? Like...
What?
I mean, it was still alive. It was funny. Like, just the, moving a little bit. It was weird. Yeah,
classic torsos.
Torso to, you know... So,
don't look at me. I'm not there.
Especially in this cold, you know, for you to live with half your body missing. What's that?
I was just saying, look away.
Oh. Yeah, it was crazy.
So no legs, just no head, just chest?
No, I mean, well, listen, the head. It was a head with no arms or legs. It was weird. Mm. Like blinking. Mm. It was like landmines. Taking my eyes. Taking my
yeah. Remember, you're here to see if you can get any information or find any evidence.
Yeah.
That's your goal.
Of murder.
Or of like them knowing about the lottery. Or you know what I mean?
So you as...
I'm trying to help you out because I saw...
So you see, since you're sitting around the fire, and there's like, you know, everyone's sitting there, you see underneath one of the, in one of the barrels that people are sitting on, a suspicious burlap sack that is dripping blood.
Oh, well, that is suspicious.
But you don't know what kind. It could be just an animal or something, you know. What are you looking at, buddy? That makes sense.
Don't look at me.
I
realize, as a metagaming, he's the worst person to send into a place.
I'm not looking at anything.
Oh, no. I mean, I just was curious. What, you know, we've been telling stories all night. Do you have any cool stories?
No, I was actually just thinking of some stories that I was hearing around the tavern about some missing people.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What missing people?
What's that?
They're not missing. They're dead.
They're dead. They're dead. Everyone knows they're dead.
Missing
yeah.
their lives.
Yeah.
Oh, you're people. Talking about the serial killer.
The serial killer.
Yeah, I heard about that, too. Yeah. Shame.
Who's talking here?
This is Sethic.
Okay, it's not the henchman.
It's not the henchman.
It's not John Henchman.
Not John Henchman or okay. Joe Henchman.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, who would do that? Who would do something like that?
Yeah.
It's awful. Anyway, yeah. I'm going to go get some more mead. Would you like some more mead?
Yeah, I'll take some more mead.
Okay. I need you to roll a constitution saving throw.
God damn it.
I think we're going to be going in to save this guy.
That's
why.
Nice.
Nice. Okay. So you're drinking the mead and you're feeling pretty good.
Yeah.
And he's looking at you like,
At some point, we're going to be trying to creep close. Not too close, but, you know.
Okay.
So are you guys ready to hit the hay?
Like if we see them like punching him in the
front. Are you coming on to me?
No, it's just, you know, it's getting dark.
I mean, do you have a bedroll?
Yeah, I have a bedroll.
Okay.
I figure I'd just lay it out here by the fire.
Sure. Okay. I mean, that's we have some accommodations around in our you know our caravan, so we sleep in kind of inside. But you're welcome to sleep by the fire. That's fine. It's gonna be really fucking cold. Just letting you know. Even with the fire, you're gonna freeze your little gnome tits off.
Okay. It's not really what I agreed to in the tavern.
You said I said we'd share our fire. I didn't say we'd share our beds. Weirdo.
Oh. Okay.
Now he's not liking this guy as much anymore.
How dare you? All right.
Well, thank you for the fire, I guess.
Okay. Well, you know, and like I said, you're welcome to stay here as long as you want, but it's going to get pretty cold out here.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
So they all go to their other, you know, their.
Do any of them stay outside?
No.
Well, I go over to see what the fuck the dripping thing is.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Once they're all inside.
Once they're all inside.
Yeah, I mean, it's not really dripping. It's pretty cold, so it's fairly congealed and like almost frozen.
Yeah.
But you look inside, and it's a dead halfling.
Dead halfling.
Like which half was murdered?
It's a. If you don't know, it's not the one that was murdered
because he was found. They found that body.
This is just a dead halfling in a burlap sack.
Maybe one that hasn't been found yet.
Maybe they haven't been found because they're in a burlap sack in a barrel.
They haven't
been found yet. What you should do is fight one, see how strong they are for us. Test the waters, you know.
So, Sefik walks out and goes, that's unfortunate.
Are we getting close at all at this
why
point?
Why did he walk out?
Because he knew you were up to something. So he goes, that's unfortunate. You weren't supposed to see that. I kind of liked you too, but I gotta do what I gotta do. So,
what do you have to do? Oh, this blast comes ripping out of the night.
Are we anywhere close, or is he on his own for now?
He's on his own for you. You're at least three rounds away.
Okay.
What? I mean,
I'd run the fuck away from.
Yeah.
Although you might think you can handle it. I don't know.
This is a bad point. Situation, but you are the best.
I am the best.
Squishy wizard.
Okay.
So, roll for initiative. Epic ability. You can all roll for initiative, and we'll use your initiatives when you come.
11.
That's not good.
That's not bad.
22. 6 and 4.
6 and 4. 22 for...
Ran.
I
said
Kyothi. I got a 19. What did you get?
11.
What did you get?
Pius got 6 and Smiter got 4.
Okay. So, there we go.
It's weird to actually have something to add to initiative because I never had decks with any of the characters.
Yeah. It's nice.
It's odd.
Especially if you get there's one feat that lets you add like 5 or 10 to the initiative roll.
Yeah, don't you sacrifice? Or no?
No, it's just like a thing.
Is that alert?
Barbarians get to have advantage on rolling for initiative, which is nice.
So Sefik pulls out a...
Well, how, he's... Is he like right... He's not right next to him, is he?
I mean, he's close enough that he can get to him.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
So you see him like pull out of thin air a blue ice long sword.
I want that.
Sure.
And...
that's neat.
Smiter would also want that.
Discuss it.
He comes up to... you and makes an attack. 2 attacks, actually.
No, you're dead.
Can't I run away from him?
I mean, you can when it's your turn.
Come on, just stand there as he walked up.
A 19 hit?
Yeah.
Does a 18 hit?
Yeah.
Okay. So he does.
Pius is going to feel kind of bad for sending you. But you should have given the skull.
You should have what?
Given the skull.
So he does 9 points of damage.
Okay.
Are you still up?
Yeah.
Okay. With the first attack.
Oh my god.
Oh! Well, that was a dick tease.
He does additional 2d4 of cold damage. 2. He does 6 points of cold damage.
Down.
Okay, and then his second attack. He does.
Yeah, we don't have Revivify, man.
6 points of. So this counts as 2 failed crits.
Right.
But would he hit him for the second attack after he goes down?
Yeah.
I mean, is he going to kill me?
Yeah, he's going to kill you.
Yeah, found that.
So 6, and then he does an additional 2d4 cold damage.
Well, that's all one attack.
Selman, killed by your hubris.
So that's an additional 4 points. So he actually did enough to kill you outright. You're done. You're dead.
That's one way of rid of ourselves of someone we didn't trust. Yeah, I'm no longer running towards the. I feel like.
Well, we're gonna see him dead in the thing.
Yeah, but I mean, he killed him, and he's like just dragging the body and piecing out. He's got enough time before you guys get there to even. You'll see the blood.
Yeah, I mean, so we're creeping forward. Mm-hmm. Where is he dragging it to, though?
Dragging it back to like his alcove or whatever the his tent in the caravan.
He's gonna fuck it.
I mean, since you're dead, you can tell them now.
Oh yeah, so the glass skull made it so that I was telepathic, but I thought I was the smartest, the best, the fastest,
most arrogant.
So.
Yeah, we were picking up on that.
Yeah, but sorry.
It is what it is. I didn't know, like, it was, like, forever. Like, I forever had that, I guess.
Well, probably until you weren't attuned to it anymore, right?
No,
it's until you weren't attuned to it anymore. If you gave it to him, it would
have. Was it?
Yeah.
They were trying to help you.
They were.
Fuck them.
Oh, my God.
So.
And it killed them.
It killed him.
Yeah.
His hubris killed him. It wasn't even his fault.
It's tragic, really. He was supposed to be a nice guy.
And fucking got a cursed magic item, all of a sudden he's dead. It happens a lot.
Yeah. Shit happens.
So.
But we can see the clearing and the blood.
There's not a whole lot of blood because it's so cold and he was hit with ice damage. So there's a little enough blood to see it, but it's like it could have been an animal, for all you know.
I mean,
you probably think it's not.
Yeah. I mean, you don't see any animals and we don't see him anywhere.
Yeah.
But we were expecting him to be somewhere.
So
would we see the bloody sack? Like, is it open?
You wouldn't see the bloody sack. I mean, now it's too dark for you to see that. He saw it because they're around the fire.
Well, there's still a fire, right? It's fucking 18 seconds later.
Yeah, but it's getting low. Fire's getting real low.
But you would think that the dude would probably kick the snow around and probably put out the fire.
I mean, he
probably, I mean, no, probably not.
He, no, why not? He wouldn't have. He didn't have time.
I don't care.
He doesn't know. Like,
but he didn't have time. He didn't have time to do it.
I was going
to
say, dragging the body back to the.
Remember, each round is 6 seconds. So he has he's just like.
This dragging. Was 18 seconds since he stabbed you.
Right. He's quickly dragging you back.
And then it would have been another round for him to stab you again to kill you outright.
No. That was his one
attack. I didn't have enough time to drag my body.
No. Because the first attack took him down. And then the second attack, you got hit with the death
save. That was only a turn. That wasn't a round. So he has 2 attacks per.
Yeah, I'm saying the second attack did 2 death blows to him.
Oh, yeah.
And then it would have been 6 more seconds.
Yeah.
So then it really only would have been 12 seconds for.
Yeah.
For him to, I guess, pick him up.
I mean, he's tiny.
Or drag him. He's not tiny.
He's 3'9". He's
small.
Nah, it's still him.
3'6", I mean. It's pretty small.
Yeah.
If there was a 3'6 person that you killed.
Would you really take him away in 12 seconds, though?
Pretty fast.
Doesn't seem like enough time.
And it's not that far. It's not like
because he's got to pick him up, right?
It's not like it's that far.
Just saying.
You killed.
You're not double timing your murder. You think you have time? Is my point.
I mean, you might see him carrying something into his into his tent.
We see like a dunk or something.
Yeah, but you're not gonna.
We're gonna see a couple drips of blood.
What it is? No, you wouldn't see any drips of blood because it's too cold.
Not even where he killed him.
Where he killed him.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't kill you as a DM. I killed you as.
You tried to kill every single one of my characters.
Can Pius make a perception check as we're looking at this scene? Oh, dang it. 7.
Yeah, you're like, I could be. I think it might be an animal.
It could be blood.
What do you think? Should we go? Should we stay here for a while and see if we see Sylvan?
We could go back to the tavern or the inn or whatever and see if he or the inn's closed. Could go back to the tavern and see if he He went back there. Looks like everyone here may have turned in for the night.
Yeah, I mean, we don't know he's dead.
Yeah, I mean, I know he's dead.
Yeah.
Your character, as a person, know he's dead, but your character's not.
I would say.
Let's go check back at the end. So we stick around for a couple minutes just to see, you know, if anyone comes out. And after a few minutes, I guess we're like, all right, let's go.
So where did the, well, it doesn't matter. I don't know which one's his, so never mind.
Right.
All right. Now let's go back to the inn. Or tavern.
I mean, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, on the way back, Smiter's like, I don't think we should fight these guys. I took a look at their gear, and they look pretty beefy.
Plus, there's like 10 of them, and four, 12 of them, and four of us.
What a dick thing to say.
They didn't think you were going to fight them.
weren't going to fight them. I mean,
I wasn't supposed to.
You were, but you found the halfling's body. I mean, what is he going to do?
I don't know.
And he did,
see if he was cool.
He did seem cool. He seemed pretty cool. Yeah,
I'm cool, bro. Right. I always find dead halflings' bodies places.
Shit happens, right? You know how you're just stabbing a halfling hooker.
Kill a fucking halfling. You know,
it just happens.
I get it. Lucky little bastards.
Yeah.
They
so
have the lucky feet. Yeah.
And I wasn't expecting that. I really wasn't.
I kind of did. It was
a bad idea for you to go by yourself.
Yeah.
Real bad idea.
What? See, Pius wasn't thinking he was sending him to his
so
death.
Distrustful.
But he thought maybe, like, you know, he could find something.
He did.
And
he totally thought he was going to find something.
But he also was like, you know, they couldn't go. I'm just saying, like, he wasn't sending him to his death. He was thinking, like, we couldn't go. And, like, he was making friends with them. And, like, maybe there'd be a way to get the skull off of him.
But I feel like at this point, like, we're going to go back to the tavern. He's not going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
No one has seen him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, they're going to see him leave with.
Yeah, they saw him leave with.
Yeah, so
no,
if
I
we
understand
go
it, but no one's seen him at the tavern since
he
left. And we know he's not at Nimsy's because he hasn't been.
No.
You know, so we know that
it's possible that
went afoul there. We saw
the
blood,
only
not
thing
sure
that you can.
Animal.
The only other plausible explanation that I would, and this isn't metagaming. This is there are tents. You could think that maybe he slept in someone's tent.
I'm talking about.
But we're gonna know by tomorrow morning when he doesn't show up again.
We know
you'll
that
know.
Something went.
Yeah, come morning, you'll know.
Yeah, what's his face now has the skull.
He does.
So does he go through my stuff at night?
I mean, yeah,
to
he's
going
to.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Take the skull.
Yeah. He's going through all your shit.
That's the first thing you do when you murder someone. Yeah.
Yeah, but
that's what we do when we murder things.
It's going to give him the ability to talk in people's minds and make him an arrogant prick.
Right? Yeah, well, so, real.
Not necessarily. That was what he got from that insanity. It's indefinite madness. It's a roll. It's random as to what happens.
Did you roll to see what
so
this guy's? You're gonna have to see what he gets.
I mean, he would have too. He would look at it and go, "It's pretty cool."
Well, no. First off, he would see the chicken brain, the big chicken brain.
Yeah, he would see the big chicken brain.
Same thing that happens.
Thud.
Yeah.
would we have been there if we stuck around for a couple of minutes? Would we have heard the thud of him dropping the skull?
Or the scream?
Went through his,
No. I don't think so. Mm-hmm.
Well, he's got to roll a constitution. Or wisdom. And see if he gets through that.
Yeah. We'll see if he drops it. I mean, if he drops
well,
it.
Well, to see if he, I guess.
How he reacts to it.
Yeah. I mean, you don't think.
Yeah, he just, like, drops it. And like screams a bit.
And we don't hear that.
No, it's not. It's not like he was. I mean, he's a seasoned killer. He's not gonna scream
so
super loud.
Ha
ha! Ha! You got him.
The DM said it.
You
told the speakers.
You figured it out.
See.
So he drops the skull.
Jumps on.
And he's like, I don't know if I want to fuck with that kind of magic. I'll talk to Torga in the morning.
Interesting.
So we go to the inn.
But he takes the rest of your shit.
Yeah, We go to
thankfully.
We go to Mimsy's.
Pius held on to all of the stuff.
True. It's good.
We go to Mimsy's.
Well, no. First, we go to the innkeeper.
You go to the inn.
Oh, right, right. When you say, "Hey, did you see our friend?"
Tavern. Yeah.
Tavern, whatever.
Yeah, he left with Sefik. He said they were going to.
They haven't been back since.
No, no. He said. Well, he said they were going to share the fire and have some mead and.
Oh, you know. All right. Yeah, we must have just missed him then.
By the fire. They're going to share the fire.
They're going to share the fire, have some meat, and then mm-hmm. you know, I guess he was going to stay with them over the night. I don't know.
Okay, thank you.
No problem.
I'm glad I'm
there's blood by that fire.
Let's go back to the.
What a dick.
He was an asshole.
Let's go back to the.
He's not a nice guy.
No.
Let's go back to the caravan.
Then do what?
Hold on. So.
You have no reason to suspect anything right now as a cat.
We do.
As a PC.
No, we do.
Okay, why?
Because we were told that he went back. They were sharing a fire and mead. We saw blood by the fire.
Yeah, but
we didn't know what it was.
He rolled a perception check and he didn't think anything bad about it.
Pius did it at the time, yeah.
Pius did.
But would he be able to roll a perception check now that someone else told those additional piece of information that he was there, he was by the fire?
He didn't know he was by the fire. He said they were going to share a fire. That's what he
does. Right. So
you can go check it out again and roll a perception check to see if you see anything.
But I'm just saying, like, his character, Pius might be like,
Yeah.
But he already did
I'm
his,
fine with, I'm
he
fine
did his thinking.
-1, I
don't I'm fine with you rolling a perception check.
Kinda, right?
No.
Okay, so you just assume that he's sleeping in someone else's tent.
He's got to be sleeping in the tent. But we're all very optimistic.
He's fine.
He should be good.
He'll be fine.
Yeah.
But come morning, you'll know.
Yeah.
I mean,
regardless.
These people are probably tied to a serial killer, but
so
it's fine.
If we go back to Nimsy's, and she'd be like,
hey, where's your friend?
Yeah, where's your friend? And we go, we think he's staying with the Torga's group.
Hmm. It's probably a bad idea, but I mean, if he's probably okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't think it's a great idea either.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
I thought it was an okay idea.
It's too cold to do anything now. You guys might as well just.
Just wondering, how many guards do you have?
I thought it was
city?
Fine.
I could probably muster up about 30 militia and like 4 trained veterans.
I asked her how many guards she could.
Mm-hmm.
But that would be tough.
Yeah, and quite frankly, we don't know what's happening, and it may be overkill.
Okay. I can't do it now.
Do you have a couple of trusted men in the town right now?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the 4 veterans that we have are very trustworthy. They were
worthiest of trust. It would put our minds at ease if maybe they met us here in the morning.
Okay, sure.
Thank you.
Well, we're going to sit here for a while.
Oh, okay.
And that's it. Yeah, that's it. Everyone's waiting for something else. Like, now that's what they're going to do. That's what they do.
We'll sit by the fire.
They don't... Well, I mean, in the attic.
They don't sleep. They're just going to sit here by the fire. Don't ask.
Okay.
Okay, it's weird.
I'm going to go upstairs to my room and lock my door and go to sleep.
I completely understand.
Thank
you for the accommodation.
Please, you know, the attic is all yours then, I guess. You know, it's very roomy and I just put fresh linens.
Thank you.
I'm dead.
After they go upstairs, Pius goes this way. Do you think I shouldn't have told him to go? The guy's like, I don't know. He was kind of a dick. He says he was a gnome. He's not a dick. Dude, let's talk about some stuff tonight.
we're gonna go over some things. So
they have a couple conversations about what the word fuck means.
I mean, it's getting on midnight.
You'll learn it.
I don't know if you guys are exhausted or if you want to go on a little bit more. I'm fine. I can go on for a little bit, but
I'm okay to be done. My dude's kind of dead.
Yeah, but obviously you're going to get another character.
A better character that's not 2 feet tall.
You can have another 2 feet tall character, wizard. That's fine. You can use the same exact character sheet. It's pretty fresh.
If we stop here,
Zillivan. If we stop here, we could potentially have one of the veterans that approach in the morning could be one his new character.
True. Could.
Be like, yeah, you know what? I like how the way you guys operate.
Like the cut of your jib, son.
Cut of your jib. So if we stop now, that would give that intro.
Just if you wanted to be a fighter or...
Yeah, you could be anything.
Well, you could be a barbarian.
They're fighters or barbarians. You wanted to be
a fighter.
I could be the barbarian.
Fighter, barbarian, be a paladin. What else is martial?
Monk.
A monk. Rogue.
No, you could be a rogue. You do like being rogues.
I mean,
you could be a rogue. You could be a rogue.
You're not going to be a spellcaster.
Yeah.
You could be a half caster, but not a full caster.
Casters suck until they're level 7 anyway. You're going to die again at a higher level, and when you die, you can be a wizard. That's better.
This one discovers the skull, too.
No! I'm the best wizard.
But yeah, you're right. If we stop here, we can weave his character.
We can work him into just meeting us in the morning.
Man, I like this adventure so much.
I'll be honest with you, when he died, he was so lackadaisical about it that I thought that it was, oh, he'll come back. Somebody will be able to revivify, or no, he wasn't actually dead. And then it's like, now we're talking about introducing a new character, so now it's like, oh, I guess he did die.
I mean, he didn't really have time to get...
I kind of realized that half hour ago that he was probably going to die.
You really didn't have time to familiarize yourself with the guy anyway. No. And, yeah. You know, he turned insane and was kind of a dick.
I was like, these guys are very dangerous and my hubris is 100%.
And part of the problem is because he's lawful good, Pius was like, you know, once someone turns evil, it's like, well, you know, like he didn't like think he was evil. But he also, like, he lost the trust. But
if he wasn't insane, when you said, you're probably pretty good at that stuff, he wouldn't have gone, yeah, I'm the best. And he wouldn't have gone. He would have been like...
So were you insane?
Yeah.
He had madness. I legitimately thought that I was the best.
But I'm saying, like...
But what if we had actually gotten our hands on that skull and destroyed it?
Then it would go away.
So he would lose that insanity and he'd go back to who he was, or was he...
Or like Pius would have attuned and then he would have become mad in some way.
He would have went back to what he was.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah. Okay. But I'm saying, like, when Pius suggested it, it was like, you know, he wasn't completely thinking all the things. He was just like, he was also testing the waters of being like, is this how he is turned? Like, is this his flaw? And when he said, yeah, it was like, this guy obviously thinks he's like
the best
about everything.
Obviously.
It makes me wonder if the warlock had gone with him, if things actually would have been different.
They would have. Sure. Absolutely.
Well, live and learn.
I didn't like the character. I didn't trust him, so I'm like, why am I going to go there? Next thing you know, he turns on.
All of you guys are responsible for his death.
Every single one.
Not so much Smiter.
No. Yeah, all of you.
Smiter, no, I'll sleep tonight because I apologized.
I mean, look.
Rayan's not sorry. I'm sorry.
Yeah, as a
person.
As a person. Yeah. I'm sorry I killed your character too as a DM. But no. I mean, it was kind of there was no way that wasn't going to happen when you just went to that camp.
Look, on the plus side, we're going to have real good confirmation of these bad people.
No, he would have been able to walk away if he hadn't gone investigating.
If he didn't go look around.
Right?
Yeah, he would have. And
if he never found the halfling.
Because he said, that was unfortunate.
Yeah.
Because obviously he didn't trust you.
How would the warlock have changed that, though? Because it's not like I am a tank.
I mean, you would it would have been at least another person that could have fought.
You would have gone first.
Yeah.
Dude, I would have hit hard too. I already knew how I was going to do it.
Yeah, you'd have to hit real hard to kill this guy right off the bat.
Yeah, I had something.
Okay.
I had dash.
Better. I had disengage.
Disengage.
Yeah, I'm faster than the gnome.
He's like, I didn't trust you anyway.
A lot of stuff had to happen for, like, I had to roll a good initiative. Because if you were up first, you would have just fucking booked.
Yeah.
But there was a lot.
When I say hit hard, I mean for level 2, it would have hit hard.
There's a lot of things that happened that caused this.
Unfortunate event.
Skull, man.
Fuck. We'll look back on this death and laugh. Anytime one of our friends dies,
Stupid cursed items. Stupid inquisitive wizard.
Everyone's gonna go to
whatever. to that gnome thing. Yeah.
What was his name? I can't remember.
To Elfin.
Yeah.
Elfin.
To the fucking wizard with the skull thing.
Cheers.
That guy.
You know what? Going forward, though, you know, Pius and they're not going to like Mind Flayer stuff.
They are not.
That's going to be off the table.
That's smart.
Right off the bat.
What is that? Is that Mind Flayer
stuff? Nope. Don't like Mind Flayers anymore.
You could be a ranger.
No.
Rangers kind of suck.
I do feel like...
It's a standard thing that...
You can explain it away as like he's a tracker. So if somebody has gotten away, they have a tracker.
But... It's a standard thing not to like Mind Flayers of Faerûn, but it's a big revelation for Warforged.
What?
But I feel like we need another physical person, because like we were just lining up before, and we were like, who's up front?
Right? Like, I mean, you only know because I told you, but the Warlock is going to be a Hexblade.
Yeah.
So he's going to be up front.
I'll give you your new secret now.
You're gay.
Wow.
Not in front of people.
I don't want to play this.
Yeah, he just goes,
you're gay. Always gay.
He'll be a girl character. You can be a girl character.
Hmm?
He could be a light girl character.
I never want to be a play girl character.
Yeah, I don't know if I trust people that, like a guy playing a girl character. I feel like a person's a weeb.
I could be a girl character.
Huh?
I could be a girl character.
You could. I think so.
Where's the skull?
Where's the skull, you son of a bitch?
I bet
show him your
sorry, that
bitch.
Just sounds like Glenn.
You son of a bitch, I'll kill you. I bet if Barbarian was here, this wouldn't have happened.
Probably not.
No, we would have had another melee character.
Yeah.
It also is going to, you know what it's going to reinforce for the Warforged? They should have tried harder. Take that thing away.
They're probably going to be pretty upset.
There's going to be some guilt, huh?
Oh, yeah, they're not going to. Because they want, they're good lead people. And they, like, we tried to take it, and then we stopped.
Yeah.
They weren't sure of themselves. So it's going to make them more sure of themselves. Which isn't going to be a good thing for the rest of the group. That they're going to be more sure of their convictions.
Stubborn, yeah.
I get that.
We had a good friend die. You knew him for a day.
Yeah, right. he was kind of a dick.
He was our second friend. He was my fuck buddy.
That's what he says at the funeral.
I miss my fuck buddy.
He was my fuck buddy. I told him he wasn't, but...
Yeah, we knew.
I was.
He was. He knew he was.
We were so close.
You're so in the answer. Like, don't say it!
Fucking stop!
Stop it! Can I go back down there? No, they gotta revivify you or something. Resurrection.
Resurrected
them. God damn it!
I mean, I think you're out. You're not gonna make it back.
He's like, no, I don't want to go back there anymore.
Yeah, his soul's like, nah. There's already rumors going on.
I'm good. I'm good. Thanks.
Fucking all these robot things.
Sorry.
I can't wait to tell Mr. Flip that.
You know what? I just realized. You should not be gnome wizards.
That's true. Oh, that is not going well for you.
That is not your forte, my friend.
It is not.
Maybe that's the real curse.
I can only play rogues.
Did his penis fall off? Is anybody going to pick up his penis and keep it as a trinket?
They were talking about chopping off appendages.
I mean, maybe you're going to find his penis next time. I don't know.
We never saw his
penis.
What's
this, a cocktail weenie? Oh, gosh.
Oh, no.
Nah.
As a fuck buddy, you would know what that is.
Yeah.
I mean, he doesn't even know what a fuck buddy is.
That's all right. He'll recognize a gnome penis.
Everyone does.
I think this was his toe.
That was
his big toe.